and welcome back to Barbies and Ballots with Gia
and London.
Today we're going to be talking about the very important and very recent Australian federal election.
So grab your democracy snack and stay along to hear us deep dive into the different parties' policies, the pros, the cons, and find out whether this election result was Australia's best move or its worst.
Spoiler alert, we think it was one of the best. Australia said yes to progress, yes to fairness, and yes to a better future.
That's right, Gia. The Australian Labor Party took the win, securing 94 seats in the House of Representatives, meaning they led the poll by 51, which was 18 more than they originally needed to win. Honestly, it's the kind of win that gives us hope that this country can move forward with actual solutions instead of overused slogans.
So, let's break it down. Why was Labor the right choice? Well, for starters, they're putting the people first. Affordable healthcare, cheaper medicines, and free TAFE. That's not just politics, that's life-changing for Aussies. And according to ABC News, these policies are already beginning to impact lower-income households.
How great, right? I mean, how many of us have skipped a visit to the doctors because it costs too much, or put off studying for a job you wish to pursue because of the price tag? Labor saw that and said, let's fix it, and now they're doing it.
And don't even get me started on women's health and job equality. We finally have a government that sees women not just as voters, but as people with real needs, real potential, and real power.
According to political journalist Amy Remkins, Labor's platform is also working towards the major gap in pay for different genders and is increasing funding for childcare and reproductive healthcare services.
It's about time, I say, and that's not only the beginning. Let's talk economy, because money matters. Labor's aim is to create 1 million new jobs. That's not just a little campaign number, that's a real impact on real lives.
And for small businesses, tax cuts, support, relief from inflation pressures, this isn't just an unrealistic goal for the future. This is a major help for local cafes, newbie tradies, and even the newest graduates searching for a brighter future.
Plus, they're committed to change in diversity and inclusion. They're backing underrepresented communities and working towards a country where every single Aussie feels like they belong.
And honestly, it's refreshing to see a government that isn't scared to stand up for immigrants and First Nations people.
Now, let's not ignore the opposition. Liberals and Nationals came in with their usual pitch of economic stability, non-urban development, and cheaper fuel prices for us Aussies. Sounds decent, right?
Well, on paper, yeah, but with some deeper research, it's proven that it's all talk and no action. For the Labor Party specifically, minimal efforts towards climate change and gender equality combined with that infamous moment of support for Trump was a major red flag.
And their view on the Voice referendum in 2022? That sent a pretty loud and clear message to First Nations people. Hint, it wasn't a good one.
As for the Nationals, they're trying, but voters are tired. They're tired of being promised change that never arrives, and tired of being ignored unless they live in set regions or fit into a specific standard.
Meanwhile, the Greens are gaining tons of popularity with younger voters. And it's easy to see why. Their strong focus on climate action, gender equality, non-violence, and respect for diversity speaks directly to the values of younger generation hungry for real change.
But even with all that passion, some of the older voters feel the Greens don't have solid plans for increasingly large issues like foreign affairs, national security, or economic growth, areas that many old-fashioned Aussies still prioritise when it comes to politics. So, what's the verdict, you may ask? The recent election wasn't just another day at the polls. It was a turning point for our democratic country, signalling Australians are ready for a future that's inclusive, affordable, and straightforward thinking.
It wasn't about perfection. No, it was about progress. Labor's win led to policies that work for real people, a leadership that listens, and a government that wants to do better.
If that's not good for the country, then what is?
Agreed. And remember, whether you're passionate about education, healthcare, climate or fairness, your voice and vote matters. Stay informed, stay empowered.
And obviously don't forget to stay democratic. And as always,
catch you next time on Barbies and Ballots.